Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection 1 spine number at a time. This is episode 53, so I'm going to be talking about spine number 53, and that is Akira Kurosawa's 1962 film, Sanjuro, the sort of sequel to Yojimbo, the previous film I talked about. Just so you know, this is a podcast where I will spoil the film left and right, so just be warned, if you haven't seen this film, I will talk about everything and anything, so go watch it, it's pretty fun. So let's get into the plot right away. This film kind of opens with these 9 samurai who are having this meeting. They have to save one of the samurai's uncles, who is a politician who is, like, I think been kidnapped at this point. But the best part about this is Sanjuro just kind of wakes up in the shadows. He's in a different room. He wakes up. He's like, oh yeah, this is how you're going to do it. This is what you're going to have to do. This place they're at is surrounded. Sanjuro kind of takes care of it, kills a few, talks the leader into leaving, and then these 9 samurai go after the place that's being, I guess, like, being guarded by the bad guys, and they save the women. This is in the first 10 minutes. This movie jumps right into it. They establish the problem immediately. They get Sanjuro to be his self, played by Toshirô Mifune, just being his regular, cool, kind of jerk-like character, but also he's basically Han Solo, it feels like. Just a cool guy, kind of a jerk, who knows what he's doing, pretty much, for the most part. So then they save the women. I forget quite what they do. I think they get the guards drunk so they can attack the front guard so they can run and get the women. But they still haven't saved the uncle who is being held captive. The plot jumps right into it. This is the first 10 minutes of the movie. Not sure what Sanjuro's even doing there. He's obviously just wandering like he's always been, like the previous film. He's just spent the whole credits wandering. Here he just shows up to a story, which I might have a problem with, that it just begins, that it just... There's no real setup at all. There's no cool shot while the credits roll of Sanjuro just walking. It's just he's sleeping. He's here in a new adventure, which is fine, but not just this one is to me lesser than Yojimbo, which I really, really enjoyed. Maybe my third favorite Kurosawa overall, but that's okay. This one is not my favorite, but let's get more into the plot. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens here. There is stuff like Sanjuro just kind of switching sides, and then all the 9 samurai he's always with just kind of freak out and go, wait, why did he switch sides? What did we do? There's the 9 samurai plus this guy we've kidnapped, who is pretty funny throughout the film. When Sanjuro switches sides, some of them go, no, wait a minute, he's on our side. He's just being a decoy. He didn't want us to know, so we didn't, you know, freak out or give up his place. Then they're just fighting, like, no, he's switched sides, he hates us. The the guy they have kidnapped comes out. He's like, no, 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 this is what I think. He does that several times in the film. It's pretty funny. I enjoy that quite a bit. So while Sanjuro's over there, I'm calling him Sanjuro, but because like that's the name he gave himself in the first film, which meant like he literally just looked outside, saw something, and said, "That's my name." Like kind of like not modern comedy, but lots of movies have done jokes like that, which is just crazy to me. The Brady Bunch. I know the Brady Bunch movie did it. This is strange that I'm talking about the Brady Bunch movie in a Kurosawa episode, but I know they did it. I don't know if the show did it. I don't know if the movie was just... because I know the movie's just parodying the show, but it was like Todd Glass, or no, Todd Glass is a comedian, but it was like Robert Glass, because she sees a water glass. This is what Sanjuro is doing, basically. They ask him his name. He looks outside and just gives the name of the flowers that he sees. But unlike last time, these people are like, oh, no, you're just making that up. That's fine. Which is pretty great. But while Sanjuro is on the other side, some of the samurais who believe he has switched try to go attack. He goes, you're so stupid. I'm over here as a, like a spy. I'm spying on them. I'm trying to work out a plan. So unfortunately he has to tie up four of the victims. That goes terribly wrong. Tries to help them escape. Sanjuro kills most of the guards, has the four samurai he rescued, tie him up, and man, it's a brutal fight right there where he has to kill all the bad guys. They're all just laying dead. It's not a great sight. It's interesting, especially with the end of the film. There's a moment before this where there's a decoy where they say this is where we have the politician uncle character. And they just like carrying him in these, it's like a box and they're carrying it. And it's supposed to be a decoy. They're going after the samurai are going after it. And they are interrupted by I couldn't really tell. It was like civilians who are also trying to save, the politician because it's their politician. But they kind of ruin the plan and the nine samurai know that the other team is up to no good and maybe smarter than them. They definitely are smarter than them. Let's see what else goes on. I guess let's just get to the last plan, which is kind of crazy. So Sanjuro, through the terrible, brutal fight and being tied up, gains the trust. So they're going to finally get the politician. Sanjuro's going to put flowers in the stream, which will go down to where the nine samurai are, which will let there be a signal that it's okay to come and attack and get the uncle character. But he gets caught by one of the henchmen. Hanabi is his name, I think. And he figures him out. He ties him up. They are trying to just keep everyone out. But he leaves him with these two dumb bad guys who are just so gullible. And Sanjuro's like, yeah, my people are going to attack unless you put the flowers in the stream. And he's like, yeah, the red ones mean this. The yellow ones mean this. So just make sure you put the red ones in so they don't attack. They do that, put the flowers in, the color doesn't matter, but the stream, they go down the stream, and the people see, and they attack, and they save the day. But there's a pretty funny scene with the, or a charming scene, I guess, with the politician, like, being, you guys are kind of stupid, but you were brave, thank you. He's kind of angry, but he's forgiving. And he's like, Honor Sanjuro, where is he? And they're like, we don't know. They go to find him, and him and Hanabi are about to duel. This is in the last movie. There was just this first fight scene with a bunch of guys and Sanjuro, and he cuts off an arm, which is pretty shocking for the time, I bet, like 1962 or one. I think this one's 62. Didn't look it up, but for that period of time, it was shocking to see an arm cut off. In this scene, they duel. It's one of those short duels where it's just a quick slice and you don't know who won until explosion of blood comes out of Hanabi and he falls and dies. It's incredible. It's shocking. It's shocking even now because the explosion of blood is so big. Like, you go, whoa, 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 what the heck? And it's insane. The nine samurai, one of them says, all right, you did it. Earlier in the picture, the women that they save says, why do you guys have to fight with the sword so much? Why can't you just leave it in its holster, pretty much? I forgot what it's actually called, but why can't you just leave it be and not use it? This experience, which I'll get into what it does to what I think it does to Sanjuro, but he says, no, I don't cheer for me. I just killed a man. He exploded in blood. You guys are idiots. Like, maybe the women were right. Maybe I'm not supposed to be attacking with the sword. And he again, like he did in the last movie, he just leaves. But he leaves more angry and maybe smarter. Which is pretty, I don't know, it's pretty good character stuff in this one for Sanjuro. He learns maybe he was a jerk. Which will get me into one of the themes, which I'll talk about right now. This whole movie seems like to be answering questions, moral questions that could have been brought up in the previous film, Yojimbo. In Yojimbo, the character of Sanjuro doesn't really talk to him. Maybe he doesn't respect them. In my mind, he has lost a loved one who was maybe killed, or he killed on accident, or I don't know, or he just killed. I don't know what happened, but that's my theory. And in this one, he finally has to listen to a female character, but he takes what she said. She's silly. She's a silly character. She's a little bit annoying, but he hears what she says. She says, you don't have to be violent. Please, please don't, maybe, if you can. And he takes this to heart. He has to kill all those guards in the previous scene and pretend to be tied up, which is just a brutal scene, and maybe he seems really ticked, really pissed off about it after that he had to kill all those people, and then this just gush of blood. I cannot imagine the pain that caused, and he knows it once he did it, and he just says, why do I have to do this? He then One of the samurai says, "Yeah, woohoo!" Like basically claps for him and says, "No, don't clap. I don't cheer for this. This is bad." So that kind of answers the kind of person that Sanjuro was, and now that he's becoming, he doesn't want to destroy a life anymore. He doesn't want to. He like these people could be good, maybe. They could be, they could have a family that he doesn't know about, and he knows the kind of pain he's causing, because he just sees it in their face, he sees it in their wounds. Also, he's the movie knows he's a smarter guy, than everyone, and this movie really not proves it, but it just makes everyone seem dumber. You didn't know everyone was dumb in the last movie. Some of them were pretty smart, in fact, I think. And then this one, everyone is stupid. Everyone is bad at what they do. And he just outsmarts everyone, including the 9 samurai, especially the 9 samurai. I think Kurosawa thought it was funny to just make these 9 samurai just dumb. The politician, when he comes out, he seems pretty smart. The annoying wife character who tells Sanjuro to not kill. She seems pretty smart, but the rest of them are just pretty much dumb kids or dumb bad guys, which may be a flaw in the film, but the Kurosawa and the writers, who are Ruzu Kikusami and Haido Agoni, who wrote a bunch of Kurosawa pictures, they really just wanted to make him the smartest character in the room, and made that easy by making everyone else kind of stupid. But yeah, that's really I saw theme-wise in the film. I'll just get into what I thought about the whole thing. I said it before, it's just a lesser Kurosawa film. It's a lesser Yojimbo film. The fact that everyone is dumber kind of makes it less great for me. I liked when there was smarter characters fighting with him. The guy with the gun in the last one wasn't smart, but he had a gun at least. No one here has a gun. No one here has the upper hand, it seems like. It's good, but I don't think I'll remember this one as much as I'll remember Yojimbo. I probably won't be revisiting this one as much as I will Road Yojimbo. But it's still pretty good. I would recommend seeing it. I would recommend checking it out. Because it is a lot of fun. It just seems to follow what most sequels do and just makes the main guy a lot cooler, a lot more just intelligent than everyone, and it makes everyone kind of comic relief. I don't have much else to say about it. I like the change of heart that Sanjuro has. I like the continuing joke of his name being whatever's outside, which even though I don't love this one, I could have used more of these. I could have just had this guy traveling from place to place, just hanging out, just saving the day, being smarter than people. But I do like where this one ends, like I said, with him going, maybe this is not the best lifestyle for me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, I think let's just get out of here. You can follow me on Twitter at schmuckforalife. Read my movie review read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. Email the podcast if you want to talk more Yojimbo, Sanjuro, or any other movie I have talked about, at darincriterion14@yahoo.com. That's Darin Criterion number 4@yahoo.com. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds, which I co-host with my friend Andrew. We're going to be talking about Too Fast, Too Furious, which is very exciting to me. That's our, not our latest, but the one that will come soon, probably 2 days after this goes up or so. Subscribe to that one on iTunes and this podcast on iTunes if you haven't already. Leave a review on iTunes. I would love to hear what you think. Some criticisms, some compliments. I don't care what they are. Just review on iTunes would be nice. Yeah, I think that's all I do. You can, oh, we can look forward to the next episode, which is a documentary about space. Moon travel, I think. It's for all mankind, and I'm excited. Are you excited? All right. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you later. Bye.